It is difficult for me to believe that it was 13 years ago that I was chaplain at Children's Medical Center in Dallas. Serving in this capacity was part of my training for ordination. It filled the requirement for clinical pastoral education, also known as CPE. While it was only a summer, it was a concentrated and holy time of both service and formation. The memories are still vivid. My main responsibility at Children's was the intensive care unit. Day after day, I would sit with parents and listen to their stories. The story I heard over and over again, and most always told by the child's mother, was a story of persistence. Families would come to Children's from nearby and far away. For many, it was a long and emotional journey from the pediatrician's office to Children's, especially for rural families. The mother would say, "I kept telling our doctor, 'No, there is something wrong. My child needs help.'" And each time I heard this story, I was deeply moved by the ability of the mothers to perceive and to persist for the well-being of their child. Today's gospel story is the same story, albeit 2,000 years old. Jesus is in Gentile territory when this Gentile woman approaches him in a loud and, from the disciples' comments we can tell, an off-putting way. Jesus initially ignores her. But this woman has not only perceived what is wrong with her daughter, what is making her daughter ill. This unnamed woman has also perceived who Jesus is. She calls him Lord and Son of David, a comprehensive set of titles. Jesus is Lord, intimately connected to God and meant for all people. But he is also Son of David, coming from a definitive people with a particular heritage and distinctive traditions, distinctive from hers. Jesus is universal, yet particular. And she names this dual lineage and challenges him to live into it. This scene is uncomfortable because the woman is violating cultural norms. She is a woman confronting a man. She is a Gentile invading the personal space of a Jew. Jesus didn't respond to her, and the disciples complain, "Send her away, for she keeps shouting at us." Ugh. I included the "ugh." It's there. They say the woman is the problem. But the gospel reveals that the problem is temporarily in Jesus' mind. Jesus is fully God and fully human. And here we see a fully human moment in Jesus' incapacity to envision his ministry broader than the house of Israel. But this woman of a tormented child, can see Jesus for who he is, and she challenges him to step into his full identity. Propelled by the fierce love of a mother, her tongue and her wit are sharp enough to pierce the Son of David's worldview and help him to see his role as Lord. A bit of historical context for you. Dogs were not allowed inside a Jewish house. As a Jew, to give bread to a dog, one would have to go outside of the house. He was saying, "What I have belongs to insiders, not outsiders." But Gentiles allowed dogs inside their homes, as many of us do. Think of all the happy dogs who live in the homes of toddlers perched in high chairs. Her clever and insightful response is this: "Yes, salvation comes from the Jews, but you are Lord in addition to Son of David, which means you are for everyone. I am already inside the house, for everywhere is your house. Just notice me. Then Jesus calls her woman, which in this rendering is more than gender. It means one who gives life. Mercy flows from our Lord as a result of this exchange. The woman's daughter was healed instantly, and Jesus moves forward with a broader understanding of his ministry. This unnamed woman and her ability to perceive and persist serves as a catalyst to this important turning point in Jesus' ministry. He calls her faith great, but I think it is actually her love that is great. As one commentator states, the character of the Canaanite woman changes throughout the story. She is noisy and assertive, then pleading and compliant, then clever and confrontative. Her consistency does not lie in her attitudes and behaviors. She is unified by her mission. She has a demon-afflicted child, and if this Jewish Messiah can help, he is going to. Little things such as ethnic diversity and hatred will not stand in the way. Last week, I preached in response to the events in Charlottesville. And if you missed that sermon, it's available online at the cathedral website. I recalled our baptismal vows to strive for justice and peace among all persons and respect the dignity of every human being. Today, my prayer is simply that we may be like the Canaanite woman, filled with the fierce love of a mother on behalf of every human being, every child of God, everyone. We are a people who have perceived who Jesus is as our Lord and Savior. May God grant us the persistence to peacefully stand on the side of God's universal love, not blind to, but perceiving the hurt in our communities, all of our communities, and praying the words of the Canaanite woman, "Have mercy on me, Lord, Son of David. My daughter is tormented by a demon." May we also be conduits for divine healing power to flow. Amen.